Let the spine be upright. To paraphrase Maya Angelou, let there be a little starch in your spine, but not too much. Just enough to hold you erect, sitting with some nobility with respect to your goals and your ideals and why it is that you're here practicing. And balance that out with relaxation of all the muscles that you don't need to hold you up. Maybe releasing, relaxing with the exhale. You have the next period of time, 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes to enjoy having some silence and having some space to yourself. You're not here and you're not doing this practice because anybody else is forcing it upon you. And came to delve inward, to look inside, just to get a sense of what's going on and to create as much peace there, or to allow for as much peace there as possible. So acknowledge that you have agency in this. This is totally by choice that you're here in silence looking inward. We do have a great friend in this space, the friend of the breath. Present in every moment in one form or another. And so greet the breath, spend some time in conversation with the breath, find the spot, perhaps at the nostrils, perhaps in the throat, the chest, the lower abdomen, where the breath and the sensations associated with breathing are the most salient. And just spend some time there, observing with profound interest. And whenever the mind wanders, gently bringing it back over and over again. Training the mind. Befriending the breath. when the mind gets pulled to any of the sense gates and the sense objects, just acknowledging sound, image, feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, hot, cold, thought, memory, fantasy. Just acknowledge it and then come back to the breath. Same way, if you were in a conversation with a good friend you hadn't seen for a long time, you get distracted for just a moment by a passing car, by the waiter, by a bug on your foot, and then you come back to the conversation, come back with curiosity and intention and care. Listening to every word, in this case, every in-breath and every out-breath, every pause in between. Explore the texture of the breath. In the same way that you can't really know a person until you've seen them over a period of time, how they act in the good times and the bad times, so too, treat the breath in this way. Spend time with it. When you're on the cushion, when you're off the cushion, see how it reacts to situations. See what it tells you about the mind and the body. Listen to its stories. Take refuge in this friendship with the breath. with whatever concentration you have developed thus far. Allow your awareness now to expand whatever spot you've been using to focus on the sensations of breathing. Allow the awareness to expand gradually and see if you can move to a broad awareness in which you get a sense of the whole body breathing. Go at your own pace. Maybe using the in and out breath as a rhythm for expanding, if that works for you. Just see if you can get to that place where you actually have the direct experience that it's not just the nostrils or the lungs that breathe, but the whole body breathes. The entire body changed with each and every breath. The mind changed with each and every breath. Checking in with any parts of the body that have remained difficult to feel or cloudy or blank, and not trying to force yourself to be able to feel every sensation there, but just going and checking it out. Can I feel this, but it's more subtle? Is it on a sort of different vibratory frequency? Just trying to invite the whole body to participate in awareness. and awareness of breathing. And now intentionally expanding out beyond the borders of the perceived body and including sound as an extension of what we can feel and perceive with each and every breath. Breathe into sound. Feel sound. Just like when we are conscious of breathing, conscious of sensations in the body, consciousness of sound, awareness of sound in the present moment lets us know that we are in the present moment. Not caught up in the content or the story of what's making the sound, where the sound's coming from, what my relationship to the sound is, but knowing, hearing, knowing sound as sound, just like feeling the left hand or the sensations in the left knee, or the right eye. Just expanding, breathing into the present moment and perceiving sound. The breath is a vibration that operates at a certain frequency. Pain and pleasure, vibrations at a frequency. Sound is vibration, and now acknowledging the vibration of light, and gradually opening our eyes if they're not open already, and acknowledging seeing. present moment because we are aware of seeing and object of sight, color, pattern, texture, just seeing. Once again, breaking into a soft focus or closing the eyes, feeling back into the breath for just another minute, coming back to our original point of following the breath in and out, and holding ourselves in care and gratitude and gentleness and kindness and compassion while we do this difficult and wonderful work of training the mind, of training the heart to be more skillful, be free from greed, hatred, and delusion. May we be happy. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be patient with ourselves. May we be free from anxiety and stress. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be patient with themselves. May all beings be free from anxiety and stress.